whole lot.
He's the badass Sonic. Yeah, the bad boy.
Shit out your ass. In a world where it's chic to be a geek, I present Geeks of the Square Table, episode 23. With me today, I have
Taylor,
David,
Gomer,
Crimson Chris,
Jesse,
Steve. Coming at you live from Madison.
Son of Maddie.
In Comic City 2. All right, so we were just talking about the new, they changed the look of Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, we were ranting about that. You'll have caught the start of that. So no point, I hit the record button in the middle. No point denying it, Gomer. Sorry.
What did I say? What did I say?
Man, you stealth started it on us.
What did I say?
You wanted to just little canon moments that... Us all in.
Did I say something bad? No. Something okay.
So let's just go like head first
but you
into
like
this.
Surprised. Oh, y'all talking about?
Hold on.
Sonic's last few games have been shit, and they're trying
to
get him a new look, which I can understand.
Yes,
but it's like it's jarring.
But here's the problem already. Sonic used to be the chubby kid that ate chili dogs that we could believe in because he was really fast.
He's an American hero.
He's an American hero. Then they made him really thin and they sexied every character up. And now they're doing it again. So he was a teenager, but now he's an emo
Sonic
kid. Like, what happened?
Sonic was originally the birth of, we're better than Nintendo.
Yeah.
We're Sega. Now,
we're faster.
He's the anti-Mario.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the cool Mario.
We're faster.
He's rebellious. He can like run laps around
Sega,
Mario.
Sega, back in the day, had a slogan, their advertising slogan, that Sega does what Nintendo
don't. Yes.
That was their big slogan. It was like, you're a dork if you play Nintendo, you're cool if you play Sega.
I played both.
Yeah, I did too.
The thing is,
middle of the road.
Mario's creators kept innovating and making cool stuff.
Yes. Changing it to make it cool.
Sonic never really survived
same shit.
Moving past the 2D era.
Yep, you're right. There were some fun.
Well, there were a couple of really, really good 3D Sonic games.
Like Sonic CD, maybe the best one ever.
Sonic Adventure Battle 2 was awesome.
Loved it. That's where I was going.
Sonic Adventure
like
is pretty cool.
Sonic.
It's not iconic like Super Mario 64,
agreed.
Though.
Agreed.
All right, so
that's because
first...
it was harder than Mario. No, it wasn't. But Mario 64 was pretty much
impossible.
Mario
64 was hard,
actually.
I needed a book for that.
No matter what you think about Sega and Nintendo, what you played back in the day, you have to admit... that the first wave of the console wars, of the modern era was Sega and Nintendo.
Of course.
Nintendo officially won that when Sega started putting Sonic on the GameCube.
Okay. After the dream fall of the Dreamcast.
Which was a great system.
No, it's bad marketing.
Bad marketing. It was way above their time, or way ahead of their time. And at the end of it, they were just giving them away free with a box of crackers.
Yeah. They were. I have three of them at home.
Hey, that doorstop, it looks a whole lot like a Sega Dreamcast.
Great thing.
Yeah.
It was
a great name, too.
It was like what, the first console that had, like, online capabilities?
Yep. Yeah. Fantasy Star.
It was the first.
Wrong answer.
That had popular.
Commodore 64 had online capabilities. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis all had online capabilities.
Dreamcast
not
was...
Not like we think of it today, though.
Yeah, Dreamcast was the first one that had internet as part of its selling point in its multiplayer and online game.
It really did sell it.
Massive multiplayer.
Fantasy Star, dude. There's still people who play Fantasy Star on Dreamcast.
Yeah, private servers.
Yeah.
Still
as far as in the console community was the Band X, which came out for Sega, or Channel X for Sega and the Super Nintendo at the time.
Yeah.
That was the first real online gaming platform to break into the console market.
Yeah.
All right, well, check this out, Larry. That may be true, but the Sega Dreamcast is the first system to have a game in the effing memory card.
Yeah,
I know. Go ahead and clap it up.
what do you mean, like,
you
the take
that,
care
but
of your
all
chow
cartridges
in there?
Are essentially memory cards.
I didn't hear what you just said.
He means you could just take the cartridge
and play
the cartridge, pretty much. Like, the memory card
was a game.
Was a game.
VMU, right? Video memory unit.
You can you can move your data
around. No, I'm not taking anything away from the Sega. It ran off Windows CE, which was a very stable system
Brilliant, yeah.
Very open access to programming.
There's still a huge homebrew.
Right, I mean,
community out there for the Dreamcast.
And you have a Tails on gun, they all run off Windows CE to this day.
Yep.
It's still a supported platform. And the CE stands for Compact Edition.
It's basically like a rundown backbone of a Windows OS.
Essentially,
the kernel.
The Dreamcast was the first system to go, screw it, we're a computer.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah.
Way ahead of its time.
Like we all said, ahead of its time.
Way too far ahead of its time. That's why there are no more Sega consoles.
Not quite as far ahead of its time as Neo Geo was.
That was poor marketing, too. And it was like $800.
Right, well, here's the thing.
Cool.
It's like,
it was cool,
the arcade
it was...
experience? We'll sell you an arcade game.
And it was. What was that fighting game in?
SNK?
Yeah,
Samurai Showdown?
SNK. Last Blade 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Best fighting game ever. One of the early games that had actually a parry system.
Yeah.
And you hit a button on time, you countered it. It was awesome.
Neo Geo, first console
I
played
being
for
terrible
speed
at the parry, and the computer always parried my stuff, and I'd be like, it's obviously cheating.
Obviously.
You know what the worst example of computer cheating I've ever come across is, though?
What's that?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no.
The computer
terrible.
Knows what the fucking word is.
Yeah.
It never messes up.
Well, of course, there was all, I mean, like, a lot of
Family
games, like Caesar's Palace, whatever.
Yes.
You always save, then you go back big.
Oh,
yeah.
And if you lose,
you just
turn that off. All right, let's try it again.
That was a really popular game, and I'm sure it was just because you could cheat so well at it.
I played that so much.
Yeah, dude,
actually.
It was a really popular game.
Okay, yeah. And, of course, my favorite cheating of that aspect Animal Crossing, and they have the character resetting that comes out and planes at you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even play that to cheat. I just wanted to see all the holiday stuff without waste my Christmas morning playing a video
game. There's only two games that I can think of right now that call you out for cheating, and I was like, maybe I should never do this again, which was Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Because he came out like three times. I was like, well, shit, I better not do this anymore. He keeps catching me.
What are you going to do, break your game?
Yeah, I thought he could just cut the game off.
What's the other one?
And then the other game was actually Mario 64. Because in Mario 64, you had to race this damn penguin in the little ice kingdom or whatever, and you can totally
if
cheat.
If you take the shortcut, he's all like, yeah, you don't get a star, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. But he still said you win, but sorry, you don't get the prize.
You know, Jade Empire did that too. There was a betting game.
Which one?
Jade Empire.
See, I didn't get to play all that because I didn't have an Xbox.
It was a great game.
It was. I hated Xbox, back in the day. I hated the fat controller.
Dude!
Awkward transition. What's that?
Awkward transition. This actual transition to something current. Irrational Games.
Well, I was actually going to say...
Oh, my bad.
Xbox put out a press conference, the lead chair of Microsoft, and the CEO, he put out a statement that they're thinking about licensing out the Xbox.
To just...
anybody.
Like Tengen did back in the day with the NES.
Anybody
can make
Tengen
a game.
Never had the NES.
They never had a license. They still made the game.
They pirated their
game. They illegally put out cartridges. No, they're talking about saying, here, you deal with the Xbox. They're talking about possibly selling the Xbox.
Where Microsoft wouldn't be handling how the console.
It would no longer be the Microsoft Xbox. It would be, let's say, the Nintendo Xbox or the Sega Xbox.
That's a terrible... I mean, it would make money at the time, but...
I could see Sony buying it saying, nope, there's no more Xbox.
Yeah.
Buy a PS4.
That's effectively ending the console war, then.
Exactly.
They would make more money if they put it out.
That is because of the terrible way they handled Windows 8.
The next update's supposed
consoles,
to fix it, yeah.
Now, of course, everybody who's familiar with Windows knows that every other system sucks.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
2000 sucks, Vista sucks, N8 sucks.
Yes.
I knew it was going to happen.
XP was good, 7 was okay,
So I knew 9 was going to be the one you wanted, you know.
Yeah.
You just hold out.
Right, exactly.
Just wait till we get to, like, 27.
Which they're officially discontinuing support for XP.
Yeah. And I recently jumped off XP. It's sad.
Wasn't it a sad day?
It really was, because I knew it was coming. I knew I had to upgrade.
And it's still their most stable operation.
It is.
Yeah, it was a great operation.
I loved it.
But they shouldn't give away the Xbox. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Here's the thing. What
is their...
Xbox is losing money. Just the PlayStation 4 is actually losing money.
Well, that's on purpose. They want to keep the price down so they can make money off of the volume of games.
Like, they showed a 2% profit this quarter.
Just for gaming.
Because last year, they took over $6 billion in losses.
Yes. Yeah. On the PS4.
On the PS4, they took $6 billion in losses. So they could show a $1.2 million with an M
million.
Profit this year just so they could not be in the... be in the red this year as well.
Steambox.
But before that, every original Xbox was sold at a $300 loss.
Yeah.
You know, and consoles are traditionally sold at a loss, but the thing is,
they make money off the volume in games. Yeah.
Aren't making money off the game. You know, if you're using it and all you're doing is watching Netflix on it,
they're not making any money.
Their focus was
Revealed
the Xbox One was basically it was going to be an entertainment system and not a game system.
Right. And so their focus is on the microtransactions.
Yes.
And also you're getting your smaller consoles. There's the Android platform and the iOS
Steambox.
Platform.
Steam.
Yeah, the Steambox. There's,
which has a PC operating system that you can get. That's a great idea.
One, I forget what it's called that was kickstarted.
Oh, yeah, a handheld one, maybe.
It could plug up to the TV or whatever, but it was basically an Android, and it was open system that anybody could program on.
Apple is ruining the damn video game
industry. Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't an iOS. And another thing that's bugging me about these iOS app games, Flappy Birds.
Flappy Bird. That's what I want to say. Damn you, Flappy Bird.
Everybody hates that. Even the dude who wrote that game.
Do you know if you sell a phone with Flappy Bird on it, you can get like free. You can sell it for like $1,000.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah, because they don't make. He's not releasing that game anymore.
Because he's gonna get sued like a mother. Because
here's the thing.
He got pissed off
because
he was working his ass off.
Android game, Android and iOS game companies have been just ripping these small developers out. There's a real issue that's happening with these independent consoles. I'm Joe, developer. I've programmed this game.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then Zynga turns around and steals his code.
Zynga
has
never actually produced an original game.
No. Harvest Moon.
You know,
they ripped off Harvest Moon.
You know, and the people that did Candy Crush
Every
Saga,
Tycoon game. Every Tycoon game they have.
There's a game called Candy Sweet.
Yeah.
Which
that was
identical to it.
Wasn't
it
out before?
2 years
yes.
Before it.
Yeah. They had that.
And they've been
so
in
weird.
Court. So long.
Wait, are we talking about Candy Crush Saga?
Yeah.
Candy that Crush reminds saga. Me, they're trying to copyright the term saga.
And candy.
It's straight, that literally means story.
Yeah.
And they're trying to copyright it, so
it's so, it's frustrating.
Like a small studio trying to make a game about Vikings called Banner Saga, which is a more straightforward saga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Viking story.
Yeah,
game does look
the story of candy doesn't sound very interesting.
Yeah, the story of crushing candy.
Yeah, dude.
Not even a story.
And I hate that game.
They won't get that because it's too much of a common word.
I hope not,
in the
Apple
context,
was able to copyright a geometric shape. So
yeah, and
know.
In the context of just using it as a video game, they may have a case and they may win that, dude. It's, our patent laws are so screwed up.
So much about who has
even if they don't win, this small company cannot afford to fight that legal
exactly,
battle.
Exactly, that's the problem.
That's the issue.
You have to be rich. To be innocent, to not, when you don't do anything wrong, you have to be loaded to defend what you have. And that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Example, Wizards of the Coast, when they first came out with Magic, they were a small company. Now they're owned by Hasbro International Conglomerate. But when they were, Nintendo put out Pokemon, the card game based off their video game property that stole their marketing. They kept them in court until they were bought out by Hasbro.
Exactly.
When they were bought out by Hasbro, the two big companies said, okay,
we're good.
Yeah,
their lawyers were like
everything, you know. But then they just kept them in court longer and longer and longer, even though they clearly copyrighted and trademarked all this entire system, and it was such a blatant rip-off.
That's how a lot of these lawsuits end. Like, let's bring it into comics. Captain Marvel.
Yes.
You can argue he is a rip-off of Superman, but there's enough differences you can probably get away with it. But DC kept them in court until Fawcett had to shutter, and then they just bought the property.
Isn't Stan Lee still suing Marvel and his stuff for some kind of things? And that's been going on for years.
Marvel Man or something?
Miracle Man.
Miracle Man. That Alan Moore, the creator of, won't let they can't put his name on it or
it
something.
It actually
yeah.
says the original creator as the writer.
Yeah.
In the solicits.
The original creator.
The original
instead
writer
of,
instead of his name, yeah. But that's an Alan Moore-ism. That's
but,
the family.
Yeah, the family.
I think and,
like,
Jack
creator
Kirby's
of Captain America,
trying
he,
to keep up their
before
lawsuit.
The Captain right. America movie, he was suing Marvel because he knew that they were going to make a movie and he wanted
part of
the money from the revenue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, lawsuits are all going
to. And that's the thing. Marvel wants everything that has ever happened, they want under the rules that they now have. Like, Ed
yeah.
Brubaker has no rights to Winter Soldier at all. Peter David invented Darwin. Darwin was in a movie. Peter David didn't see a penny. And that's how Marvel wants, even going back to the 1920s, that's how they want all their characters. They're ours. We make the money off them. I don't care if you created them. You don't get them.
Well,
and it sucks because...
From Marvel's so. Perspective, it's not like they didn't pay them.
Oh, no, of
work.
Course not. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course not. But when, for example, the Batman movie makes billions of dollars,
and you're like, I created...
And he's like, I created
well,
the Batman. I should, you know, he should
yeah.
get more than...
They put him under these contracts.
Yeah,
so that
and they're
even
unfair.
If they go at home and doodle something. Marvel owns that doodle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and that is a manage, you know, your stuff like Image, you know, being more creator-controlled stuff.
Yeah. That's why Image is getting all these awesome number ones written
yeah,
by the
right.
top stars in the industry. Yeah. That's the thing. It just depends. How many of the Marvel number ones are going to be remembered 20 years from
today.
Now? Yeah.
20 years ago.
Well, that's just because Marvel has it over with their catalog,
well, okay.
and they're going to use
yeah.
Captain Marvel 20 years from now.
How many number ones do they put out, Marvel put out?
Yeah, we just got a new Punisher number one. We
I
did
see.
Not
well,
get
right now
one.
They're doing this thing where they're number ones, even though the numbering is number one. They're like, they put number one on
yeah,
the cover.
Yeah, Nova.
So like, hey, it's the start of a new story.
Yeah, this week Nova right. came out. It's number 23, but there's a huge
number
one.
The most recent.
Astro-
one.
Yeah.
Thor
see,
got a thunder
like,
last
Marvel
week. Number 19,
so
but it's still
number one.
Number one.
Percentage-wise, I think the Image would probably be a better tracker.
But it's all beside the point. I mean, I'm for creators, right?
So yes.
Don't get me wrong. But when you work for Marvel, you are doing work for hire. And to a certain extent, you're being immortalized. Your character is a part of the Marvel Universe. And 20 years from now, when everybody forgets what little podunk independent company put out and was forgotten about completely, even if it was big thing for 6 months.
Yeah.
Some writer somewhere is going to pull up that character. Said I always thought that character was so cool. Who was a throwaway character in a FF book, and yeah, and yeah. and he's going to pull out Layla Miller and make her something. And you know, granted, yeah, Bendis created her.
Yes. But Peter David made her.
Made her
is.
A really cool character, and now she's probably going to be forgotten around away for a few more years.
Well, that's the
but
thing. It's like no matter how good a writing job you're doing. It's never going to get the circulation that places like Marvel and DC.
You're right.
And that's where the contract, when you sign your contract with Marvel or anybody else, you have to start putting in there like they do with movies, a lot of actors. Instead of saying, I want you to pay me $100,000 to create whoever, I want it on the back end. Yeah.
That's what Downey Jr. did. He didn't
exactly.
get that much for Iron Man. Just
but
straight
he
up paycheck.
All in the back end.
Oh, he is getting paid
big
really
time.
Well because those movies took off.
But
he's still doing them for scale because
yeah.
anything he's in, he gets a large
and,
percentage.
And he wasn't the actor he was when Iron Man.
When Iron
came
Man
out. He
came
was
out,
on
his a huge risk.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a huge risk.
Exactly.
It's just like the two guys are talking about for the when there was the American Basketball Association when they merged into the NBA.
Oh, okay.
They've been paid $300 million
for not having a team.
And, yeah. Because they wrote the contract.
They get money
they get
every
no
year
what.
From the NBA just for them not suing
right.
the NBA on account of them absorbing their ABA team and then dissolving their ABA
said,
team.
They'll take money on the back end.
Yeah.
Maybe backpedal a little bit from all the legalese we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to video games.
Okay.
Big video game news this week. The studio that created Bioshock, Irrational Games, according to Ken Levine, the head there, is shuttering.
Weird.
They're
yeah.
downsizing to 15 people, and they're going to work on more quote-unquote small-scale indie stuff.
Yeah. Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
Not when you're
I mean,
playing Bioshock Infinite. It's epic.
I'm going to miss Bioshock for
I mean,
hell, sure. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to miss that stuff, but my thing is, like, I mean, there's been a lot of companies that have gone down to this indie scale, and they're still making great games. Sure,
oh, yeah.
it's not, like, huge, like,
scale.
You know, Bioshock Infinite scale, like, it's not crazy, but they're making really interesting, cool games. And, I mean, sometimes that's better to go down to indie because, I mean, you see what happens with, like, BioWare being owned by EA.
BioWare kind of lost their soul when they got owned by EA.
Yeah, they get bought out by EA, and then they can't do what they really want.
Was that really their fault,
though? When they say going down to indie scale, it usually means we're going to stop making pretty games and just make fun ones.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'm sad that that has to be called independent.
Not true.
BioShock was a good example of it. It was a big, pretty AAA game, but that had creativity and soul to it. It was
and in the gameplay, in every aspect, you're right.
Exactly.
Right.
Very clever and thought provoking.
Are few and far between.
They are. They are. But you got to think of it this way, to people, and I think we talked about this before once, but to console gamers, they're not gonna play a whole lot of indie games. Some indie games take off like they're dumb games that start off indie that get way too big.
Things
like Plants vs. Zombies
yes.
on Xbox.
That's
where
I was going.
Yeah, you play Plants vs. Everybody
Geometry Wars
it.
Back
Geometry
in the day,
Wars.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
Now you can set it up with your freaking music. So if you're listening, you're blasting freaking Rain of Blood, and you're playing that game, you're probably gonna
you're have a seizure.
Yeah, you're gonna have a seizure. Yeah, it's gonna be all jacked up.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's worth your life.
It is.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. But it's not that it's you're taking away the prettiness to make a good game because most of the games that are good. You don't play a game for it to look pretty. Those console gamers don't even do that. Call of Duty's not necessarily pretty.
You want
to
have fun.
Well,
exactly.
No, yeah, I'm saying that, but they use that to sell it.
Oh, of course.
I think the biggest
comics do that too, though.
Yeah. That's unfortunately. I mean, I've had people have told me, "Oh, well, I'm not going to play that game. It's ugly."
It's a terrible thing to say.
It's foolish. It really does.
That's
like
saying,
"Oh, well, because the graphics aren't good, it must be."
That's like saying I can't be that person's friend. They're ugly.
Exactly. That's exactly why.
But
those people get hit by trucks.
This is
kind
of getting back into casual gamers are kind of fucking things up for the rest of us.
They are. iOS is ruining gaming, dude. It really is.
Soccer moms are doing it, man. The soccer mom can go out to a GameStop and say, this is a $500 system, but that game right there looks real. I'm going to buy that for my son. And in the game, they're freaking raping people.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Like,
yes.
Really? Come on.
For your 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He's played
Saints Row before.
What?
Saints Row arguably is much worse than
Isn't
the new Saints Row like have aliens and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like some major crack.
I cannot keep track of what Saints Row
is doing.
I know. It's
so neat, though. I don't even play it.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
I want to throw this out there. I just saw this morning on Tumblr, and I heard that.
On Tumblr.
It was about Marvel. And it was
Butterfly.
Like, the Avengers are the Avengers are the Beatles.
What?
And the Guardians of the Galaxy are the Rolling Stones.
No.
Oh, and I saw that this morning. I saw that this morning, and I was laughing so hard. I was like, I want to show you.
Speaking of Guardians of
the
Galaxy,
Beatles, the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Monkees.
Yes.
That's more accurate.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what. That speaking of the Guardians of the Galaxy, that trailer
was awesome.
Just can't be fun.
Segway.
All trailers are pointless.
Larry can go to hell, but that trailer was awesome.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. All right,
let's cut down the
time.
15 seconds.
No, there's a new one.
No,
there's
a full trailer
You're
now.
Talking about the teaser trailer. They released the full 2 minutes.
They released the full trailer where they introduced all the main characters.
Yeah, it just got sent to me.
When the hell did that happen?
This morning?
Last night on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever.
Yeah, it was.
No,
they're
doing
where Star Lord is doing this.
Yeah, he flips dude off. He's like, I don't know how this machine works.
I don't know how this machine works. Yeah, that was awesome.
Who, is it Thomas C. Rowley, the one that was co-starred with Will Ferrell?
That's who it is.
He was,
the one
in that trailer.
Yeah,
John C. Rowley.
I really hope he does well because, I mean, I like him in the Will Ferrell movies. I think he plays really good.
Well,
comedic relief, and I think he.
As long as I get Wreck-It Ralph, I don't give a shit.
He did recently well, yeah.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
I like Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph with a wonderful movie.
I think they got his name out there. I still haven't seen that all the way through. Actually.
What, Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
I swear a little bit
so
at the end.
The ending is so sad. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
You got my balls on your face.
I'm
watching you.
Sarah Silverman's in where she doesn't cuss like a
Yeah, and I bet
she's
did. They edited that shit out.
But she's in a new movie, like A Thousand
like
Ways to
Die
in
the
West.
That looks awesome.
Isn't that Seth MacFarlane?
Yes, it is.
It's totally pointless. It really is just Ted 2, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Am.
Ted was awesome.
But the Guardian.
The trailer I saw that was, he said something. This is the worst time in history to be alive. Yeah, I'm totally talking about an out of body.
Yeah.
There's no time. No, the future, the past. This is the worst.
Yeah.
So, like, back to Guardians real quick.
It was a little funnier than I thought it would be.
The Tom Jones music made it.
Yeah, dude.
Hooked on a feeling.
And then he's like talking about them listening to it. Get my head. Don't touch my headphones. Yeah, it's great.
It's hilarious. It looks like it's gonna be about Star Lord primarily, but then we.
I hope not.
Groot obviously doesn't gonna have a lot of character presence, but.
I think he will though. He just won't say a lot.
He'll have a lot of presence on screen, but like he's not a lot of character development.
It was.
And he goes, I am Groot.
It was cool because. They were showing, like, all of them from the same camera angle. And, like, Rocket, you only see, like, this much of it. And then on Groot, you only see his body.
Yeah, like,
and it was
they're
really
like,
good.
Like, he's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And Groot just comes down like this.
Yeah, it was really well done.
I love, like,
well
they're but looking at Rocket Raccoon, and they're talking about how he's wanted for, like, murder and stuff. And he's just hawking.
No, stealing cars.
Stealing cars.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Or...
Grand
yeah.
Theft Spaceship,
yeah,
or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was really
like
cool.
Drax the Destroyer.
He's like, oh, he went on a murderous rampage
yeah.
after his wife and child were killed.
Yeah, they say Drax, a.k.a.
the
Destroyer, which just makes no sense, but it's still fucking hilarious.
And then you have Gamora.
Gamora,
like,
she's just standing there, and she's got that smirk on her face.
Oh, it's a hot smirk. Hot
yeah.
smirk. I love Zoe Saldana.
Karen Gillan, we got to see her in her Nebula, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Blinking, you miss it, but...
Yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of Karen, I just started watching season 5 of Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
Which I saw her as a commander. That's the whole reason I wanted to watch,
yeah.
I watched the other movies. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a good show. I'm
yeah.
enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I mainly watched it to get to the hot redhead.
Isn't that the same redhead that was in Luther, though? I think that's the same actress.
She
was in Luther. She played, I think her name was Alice. She was the girl first episode Luther killed her parents and got away with it. And then
spoiler alert!
Whoa, thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, it's like in the first, like, 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Don't, yeah. That's like saying Spider-Man's like... Peter Parker. Oh, shit.
Spider-Man's
what?
Spider-Man's uncle dies in that first
big
issue.
No, no.
Yeah. Ruined that all.
Wait, I thought it's Dr. Octopus. Oh,
yeah. Wait a second. You know, it's
not
Ben Reilly?
Thank God!
I thought he was a black guy.
Yeah,
I think that's the adult movie version of
Damn it! I'm gonna go on to
get your non.
We talked about Michael Bay earlier in the new Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, what do we think about the new Transformers?
I love the Dinobots being in there, even though they're not really
Dinobots.
The Dinobots, just Grimlock. But
me,
Grimlock, love Grimlock,
well,
so I'm good with that.
Whenever you, it's hard to do a huge cast introduction that's gonna bog it down with a lot of exposition.
Yeah,
it's probably
like
a smart way to go.
And the Dinobots were cool because kids loved the dinosaurs in the 80s.
Yep.
Kids
the
still 90s. Love dinosaurs,
okay.
But
was,
it's not like
I
that
was watching
anymore.
The
dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs. I like robots. You put them together, it's peanut butter. And
I gotta admit,
exactly.
I was pretty ambivalent about the new Transformers movie until I was sitting at the Super Bowl and they showed the commercial. Was that Optimus Prime riding a robot?
It's rodeo,
yeah.
Yeah.
I am on board
yeah.
with this movie.
I mean, you know, looks great.
Yeah.
Can't take it serious, but
no.
I'll still
it's
watch
got,
it.
It's
a popcorn picture, ladies
it's got,
and gentlemen.
Let's just remember, it has Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Still the thing.
That's
still an upgrade from
Shia
LaBeouf.
Good vibration.
Yeah.
Does that mean
everything
that
is an upgrade from Shia
no,
LaBeouf.
No, exactly.
Transformers are his Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Are you saying you want to see Marky Mark play the new,
what
Indiana Jones?
Over Shia LaBeouf.
No, just
yeah.
check it out.
Yeah,
check it out. Check it out.
That.
Check it out. You can just see it right now. Hey, this is Optimus Prime right here. I just want you guys to meet my friend Optimus Prime. He's gonna transform into a truck right now. That's gonna happen right now. Look at him. Say hello to your mother for me.
Every time I think of Marky Mark, I think of the first movie he was in was Fear, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, where he's like doing the thing.
Yeah.
I love it. Mark
no,
Wahlberg,
no,
I think he's a pretty decent actor, but he cannot tell a good script from a bad script
no.
to save his life.
Right, no, good and
yeah.
I thought he was great in Ted, and I'm fine
feel
with
it,
anything
feel
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel it, feel it.
But either way,
oh.
he was also great in The Other Guys.
Yeah, he was good.
He was all bad.
I said you pissed a tinkle of a piss. You pissed like a woman.
So what?
I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, yeah, he was
good.
Four
Brothers
is
good.
Yeah.
What was that one was he was in with Denzel Washington?
That's recent.
Recent.
Two Guns.
Oh,
two
Guns.
Guns.
I
haven't seen
he
that.
Was good in that one.
I never saw it.
It's new. I
well,
seen
if
it
he
either.
Was in there with Denzel, you can't really be mad.
Denzel's
a
shit.
Yeah, you can't
Denzel
everyone looks better when they're around Denzel.
Dude.
He just radiates talent.
He was one of the lowest like people I've ever seen in that movie, Flight. loved him. I was like, Denzel, I want to hang out with you and do cocaine.
Yeah.
You know?
Training day. Yeah.
Straight up.
But, you ever been... I didn't know you like to get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
Do we want to make an awkward segue about the
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we?
We've already done it.
Talk for a bit.
Now, you know, and here's my thing, and once again, I don't like to compare the two. But
yes, you do.
Have,
you are a
but
liar.
You end up doing it.
You do it every week.
You are now, originally, you were dead set against it. Now, you love doing it.
You are everything you hate. You have become everything you hate.
You're a hipster, Larry. You're a hipster.
Larry's a hipster.
You're a hipster, Larry.
For people who don't visually see,
there's daggers coming out of Larry's eyes.
Christian's
dead.
What I want to say is, the other season, they obviously went out of the way to change things. This season, they went out of their way to replicate scenes from the comic book.
It feels
book.
Like a comic. The way they're going back and forth from different groups of characters, it feels like a comic.
I mean, they've gone out of their way to literally to try and say, this is this scene here. We're going to do as much as we can. Like the scene where they introduce these three characters. If you haven't seen it, ignore the next few minutes, but they introduce three characters from the comic
Not
book.
Not really, though. They showed them. I don't think
they
were introduced.
They showed them, and the way they say the silhouette, the slight tilt to the angle, the outfits they are wearing.
It's a cover.
It's dead-on
yes.
scene out of the comic
yes.
book. His line is literally, how can we replicate this scene?
Yeah.
And they even, I mean, they had to go, here's the guy in the comic book. No, you don't look enough like him to. And
it's
they
really
didn't do that with the governor or the other major characters. But these three characters they introduced with Sunday's episode, dead on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
yes.
know. It's, but at the same time, they've added that new location that they're going to. How can they go back to mad trying to replicate the comic book when they've changed so much of it already?
I don't know.
That's the weird thing.
The thing about it is they have the leeway to do as much or as little as they want as far as sticking to any source material.
The point, those characters straight out.
Yep.
Because those three themselves had a nice, interesting dynamic.
Cool.
That they could replicate.
Yeah.
Outside of the other group.
Yeah.
Now...
I loved Glenn in that episode, him putting on the old zombie, you know, protective gear and hooking up with what's-her-name.
Yeah, I did like how she was just sitting there. She's like, I'm bummed that she just realized that Glenn's like, well, I need you. Help me out.
Maggie looked hotter than in any episode she's ever been in. She was just looks – she's so fine, that actress. I don't even remember her name. But yes.
I wish
– they have great choice in tight-fitting black jeans in the post-apocalyptic world.
Problem. Don't have a fallback point that everybody could go to.
Oh, they didn't plan at all. They had no plan.
That just really gets
they didn't even really have bug out bags ready. They were not prepared at all.
Because they had gotten used to being having a normal life.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it.
That's the other thing too.
I think that's just a plot point that they just screwed up.
It is a little weird.
They kind of touched on that when they first took the prison.
They covered this.
How to protect themselves.
Oh my God.
But she did not teach them at least a minimum bug out.
She wasn't allowed to, but it was everybody dropped the ball. Herschel, Rick, they had a council, and they weren't prepared.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what makes it so wrong to me.
I agree with you. To a point, I do agree with you.
You have
to have a story, so it's like, oh, we can't be ready to leave, you know, but there is a hole there. There's a big hole there that you could fall in. I completely agree with you.
That's my only problem. Other than that, wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful. A prison that size would have had more than one bus.
Would have had a welding thing. They would have been able to reinforce.
They
had an RV that just disappeared.
Yeah.
No, that got destroyed in the fire.
At the farm.
Because the zombies got on the...
I can understand the bus not being there.
Well, say they... I mean, but they had all those cars. None of them had anything in it. There could easily have been one or two with bug out stuff in it.
Exactly.
Now, I'm interested to see if they go back to the farm at all.
They possibly could.
Possible for the build. At least that would be a fallback.
Yeah. As much as...
Well, I like Maggie.
Maggie.
Going somewhere familiar.
Oh, Maggie.
Go there and start searching because the farm's not too far away, whatever.
The barn burned down, but the house was still intact. It is definitely a location that both Maggie and Glenn know of where they might possibly go to. Exactly.
If they go back to the freeway, that one spot where they were leaving, they left stuff there for Sophie.
And each time they showed that hitchhikers may be escaped inmates, they showed that sign with the burned out car behind to show that, hey, these guys are all pretty much in the same area still.
Right.
They're just kind of missing each other. You know,
the episode was out of chronological order.
I agree, yeah. But it was kind of hard to follow because that way. But
they were showing it and then backtracking.
Yeah.
I think they want it.
They want to make it seem like it was.
When they show the Tyrese and all the two little girls.
Love that.
They showed the other stuff, the remains of the zombies and everything first with Dale.
Yes.
They wanted that to be a surprise.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They wanted that to be a surprise. And then there was the reveal, the backtracking history reveal. So actually, I didn't like that.
Yeah,
that means Daryl is not that far behind Carol and Tyrese.
Exactly.
Right. They're not.
Unless they go the other way on the railroad track.
Exactly.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, as much as I liked seeing Carol return, I loved her coming back, it felt kind of anticlimactic, her just coming to the aid of, you know, and it seemed like, oh, you need to bring Carol back. It is a great dynamic, but
they didn't get to tell Tyrese.
Exactly.
What she did.
Yeah.
But apparently she was around long enough. Well, Tyrese didn't even realize that she had been kicked out by Rick.
Yeah. He was just asking, did you get out? And she said,
right.
No, I wasn't. And she made up an excuse to cover Rick's ass. I thought it was really great, but yeah.
She wasn't gone that long. Remember, this whole season has probably taken place over
a couple of days.
Not even, yeah. How long do you have a flu?
You know, I mean, realistically,
4 or 5 days, maybe.
The first two seasons took place over a month.
Yeah.
You know, the baby that was born in season 3 was conceived before the show started.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
Speaking of the baby, what do we think about psycho freaking little girls? Like,
she's a wild card. Rats and everything. She's gonna end up killing her little sister.
Oh man,
she's gonna take
Carl's
place
gonna
of the
take
twins.
Her out.
She's gonna be one of the twin boys in the book.
Yeah.
That the one that killed the other twin thing and he come back. She's gonna end up probably doing that.
I said that exact same thing on one of the weekly episodes.
The only issue with that is they may not go that way because of all the backlash of what happened with Catching Fire. If you heard about the kids thing, it was a parental thing about Catching Fire. Why we have movies out about kids killing each other?
I did not hear that.
It's called reading the damn book.
That's based on a book. No, not you. Science fiction.
But there was some backlash.
Dude, they should watch Battle Royale, am I right?
They made a book about it. I hope not.
Do you think MASH is that part of popular, that important in popular culture nowadays?
Not nowadays,
but in
this
time it was.
Oh, I agree.
Alan Alda guest starred on
30 Rock, and he had some awesome MASH jokes.
It set the record for
like
the all-time ratings, right?
Yeah.
Any show
third now. Seinfeld beat it.
The most watched thing in history.
Seinfeld has beaten it since.
Any show that we're talking about 40 years after it's
on the air. Oh, agreed. Completely agreed.
Pretty.
I'm just wondering.
But its impact is less today than it would have been.
All Korean War, but yeah.
It was in Korean War, but that was a pretty flimsy allegory for Vietnam.
But it's funny that there were more seasons of MASH than there were actually years of the Korean War.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I just don't think a lot of people watch MASH today. Or if you talk to somebody in their 20s, you ever watch MASH, Chris? See?
It doesn't have, since it was about Vietnam. It doesn't really have like the cultural pull.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it. It might, but I agree with you. It definitely doesn't have the pull.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't do a MASH today.
Oh no. No. War's just not funny anymore.
They
are.
Like
they have enlisted as on Fox.
I know where that does not count.
There's
no chance.
Boot camp.
They have to have something like that, you know, where it's not...
Private Benjamin. It's Private Benjamin.
Can't have that kind of negative impact. We just don't let those shows air bad-mouthing, you know, the government or the military or stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
MASH would do that, yeah.
And MASH was very frank. It's like, here's the good, here's the bad.
Yeah.
You know? This is what we think.
My favorite part of MASH was Klinger. He always wanted to leave. He was trying to get out. He ended up staying. The final episode, he marries a Korean girl and ends up staying. It's just very poetic.
I know we're talking about shows and whatnot. Has anybody here watched the new show, Bates Motel?
No, I've seen things about it.
I actually just watched it.
How is it, Christian?
I've heard good things.
It's not bad. It's really not bad. I really, really love the actress that plays the mom, Norma Bates.
Yeah.
She's been in a few things, like have you seen The Orphan or The Departed? You know, she's in those. But she does a really good job. Like, the kid, the first episode I watched, I'm looking at the kid supposed to be Norman Bates. I'm like, they just got like a skinny, geeky kid to play him. Whatever.
You know that,
but he has these scenes where he like freaks out, and it's amazing. And she does too.
That's the kid that played Charlie in the Willy Wonka remake.
Is it? Because I didn't watch that.
Freddie Sizemore.
Oh, okay.
That's his name.
He's done some animated stuff too. Some voiceover.
Yeah, he's done some voices I've seen. But he like I said, when you first start watching, it's like, it's all right. And then like when he has his scenes where he's like freaking out. Oh damn! Okay, Norman Bates, got it.
Yeah,
that's the parts that get you. And then the mom, she has like the worst temper in the world. She's so freaking nice, and obviously she's like, "Oh my God, I hate trying to kill you." That's like ridiculous. But there's scenes in it like that that are really good.
I love how quickly you dismissed the Willy Wonka remake. I didn't watch that shit.
I didn't.
That's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
Love
Actually or something.
It's always a special place in my heart for the original, but,
The remake was
Gene Wilder must be conjuring up some kind of sorcery to look the way he does at his age.
He's like Patrick Stewart. It's different.
I mean, it's more accurate, but I mean, I have to say, just
classic.
All the Oompa Loompas being the same dude. Yeah,
and he made a lot of money off of that because
he
ended up getting
paid. He played about a million people.
Well, they originally were only paying him to be one character, and he took him to court, and he got paid for all of those characters.
Yeah, see, so he made bank.
There he is.
Hey,
dude.
Enter Warren to the podcast. We're talking about Bates Motel.
On Geeks and Square Table, Warren, introduce yourself.
My name is Warren, and I am a comic book nerd, too. So.
Yeah, let's do it. Grab a chair, sir.
We were talking about Willy Wonka. The first Willy Wonka, the movie, it felt more like whimsical than the newest one.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that feel. I don't think there's enough movies
out there
that are like that.
I liked it better
because
it wasn't like Johnny Depp.
Very much Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Can we just ask why Tim Burton hasn't done an original movie in how many years now?
He doesn't have an original idea.
Was Frankenweenie original, or was that a book first?
Wasn't Frankenweenie like a film project?
A book first.
Yeah. That was
a series of books.
Well, excuse the F out of Taylor.
Wasn't that like a short film he did? Wasn't Frankenweenie like a short film he did?
Yes, he did a short film version of it early back in the day.
Yeah.
And not to mention the book is a bad ripoff of Frankenstein.
Yeah. We're talking about Tim Burton, Beetlejuice 2.
Okay, that kind
of
goes
Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton confirmed talks for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah. Speaking of Michael Keaton.
And it's not going to be a lion.
he was in freaking RoboCop, which came out recently. That was actually not a bad movie.
He made
RoboCop?
As in, I am a robot.
Are you criticizing the way people say things, Mr. Mike?
No, I'm just making fun of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Making fun of RoboCop.
Like, you know what, though? I want to say this about the RoboCop movie.
Did they make him more tactical?
They did.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
He's tactical
now.
And they gave him two guns.
In the middle of the city. You know, we need some sort of camouflage.
Exactly. So check this out. When we've seen all the trailers and junk for RoboCop, I was like, oh man, it's like, you know, really sleek and blah blah blah. When you watch the movie, he's actually effing huge.
Really?
Yeah, bulky. He really is. He really, like, you don't see it in the trailers, but he's huge.
He's
every
like,
person
like
talks to
seven
him,
feet tall.
He's just like standing over everybody, and everybody's like, and his chest, and they're like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's huge.
I don't
yeah,
like that.
No, you will. I'm telling you.
Because, like, because like when they rebuild him, they keep, like,
oh, you will like
him. Yeah, you will like him, Gomer.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Gomer,
like, don't get me wrong. Like,
his face.
Yeah. Nice. You didn't like Godzilla. Shut up.
The trailer. Right.
But it's just like, when you watch the movie, like, don't get me wrong. Like, the
Robocop
actor.
Robocop looked like Kit from Knight Rider.
For a second, it's because
I
like,
can only use my turbo boost once per episode.
But it's just like he, you know, when they first make him up, you know, they first make him up, and he, you know, he's doing his RoboCop thing, and obviously, like they humanize the piss out of him, but they didn't do it bad. It was very tastefully done,
like giving him a human hand and a.
No, they humanized.
I guess I know which hand I'm using.
The doctor that rebuilt him felt it was important for him to maintain his humanity.
Yeah, if he didn't have, if he had like all robot everything.
For Siri,
it's own animal now, and it's not bad. I saw this weekend too.
In the original, though, they specifically said the hand.
Yeah. Well, that was the point of this movie was the opposite. They needed him to be as human as possible
in
this movie because the populace, human populace, we
the American people,
a robot there because a robot can't, you know, they only know what's programmed.
Yeah,
what's right and wrong.
He's got like corporate masters and all that, and they're like marketing.
Does it still take place in Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not a new Detroit, no Detroit, it's just Detroit.
Straight up Detroit, and like, he's actually a good cop, you know. Like when you first see him, and he's just a cop. He's a good cop. You're like, oh, okay, it's a cop movie. And then
Murphy was the honest cop.
You see him be more of Murphy
good,
in the movie. You see more Murphy in the first movie. He was
Jackass.
Murphy for like 30 seconds, and they blew him to hell. So
yeah,
you know,
it was awesome.
Can you fly, Bobby?
So how much do you miss that scene? I'll say this right now.
I would give not anything, but I would give a lot of stuff for that scene to be in the movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to be a RoboCop. I would love to be RoboCop.
No, that would suck.
No, man. I mean, every movie makes it pretty clear. It's a pretty joyless existence.
Yeah.
Baby
it
food.
Freaking sucks,
he's
man.
Eating baby food in the original. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Well,
no,
they don't even address the food.
They have a nutrient.
Actually.
They do this nutrient. They plug him up at night, and they give him all this stuff.
They purge liquid. They give him liquid. That's how they keep him.
Just like feeding tooth and stuff.
I liked Kane. Remember Kane from RoboCop 3?
Because when this movie ended, you were like,
love that shit, man.
Oh, wait, one thing
what?
I gotta tell you. This is a spoiler.
No.
Oh, you've gotta let me do it.
No,
you've gotta let me do it. Alright.
No.
Alright. Okay. Okay, no spoilers then. I will say this. There's no spoilers.
It should be a second.
Samuel Jackson was awesome.
Oh, he really? Was.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I thought he had one scene, but he
no.
Didn't.
Okay.
No,
oh, that's
cool. No, he has running appearances throughout the movie.
Oh,
that's
cool. No spoilers.
Spoiler.
All right, I'm done. Go see it though. It's pretty good.
It.
It's a good action film. It's a good action
cool.
film. He goes, you know, when he does, when he's doing his RoboCop thing. It's cool.
There are some nice nods to the original.
Darn, they got the old theme song in there.
Yes, they do.
No,
I was actually looking for a character named Larry Bonica.
Ed 209's in it though, right?
Oh, hell yeah, Ed's in it.
Hey, not one Ed.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Ed's in it.
Ed's in there. Ed's are in there. That's cool.
And there's another one in there.
No, yeah. Yeah, there's
the
nice.
EMs or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the EMs. The EMs are like, that's not a spoiler at all. The EMs are pretty much what RoboCop was before they put a person
human.
In it.
I want some nuke.
Nuke. But it was awesome, dude. It's gonna be really. It was really cool. It was tastefully done. It was a good action flick. It didn't feel like it ran on.
It didn't feel like a remake.
So that was a good. That was good. It didn't feel like a remake either, because they only put little stuff in.
Because we were all like
the
complaining
only
about it being
like
a remake.
Really,
yeah. Own
the only
animal.
Thing I didn't really care
but
for was when he's on his bike, you know, doing his RoboCop thing, patrolling the city. He just looks like Batman without a cape, straight up. Let's make them all black, you know. He's just like Batman rolling the tumbler
like
thing. So that's kind of
but
weird.
It's like Kit, man. So
but his little visor thing, it's badass. His little visor's badass.
So was Kit.
Cylon.
But it is. That's what I said. I was like, it's a Cylon. Because like
when they paint him, he looks like a Cylon.
Yeah,
after they paint him, he looks like Kit.
Yeah, after they paint him, like Kit. But I mean, when like he's got it, you know, he's doing his RoboCop, his Alex Murphy thing when he's in the RoboCop suit and junk, and then when it's like time to be a cop, and it's awesome.
I am programmed to dispense justice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to bring up Oathwell.
Was he Dracula?
What the hell is that for?
I didn't like the trailer.
He didn't like. No, I'm gonna tell you why. Gomer. A lot of people don't know this, but Gomer is like four quarts of the devil.
Four and a half.
Gomer's just overflowing with hatred.
I'm so
Optimus
jaded.
Optimus Prime is not one of his favorite Autobots.
No, he's not.
Thank
you.
This asshole on a list of the five best Autobots didn't even give him an honorable mention.
No, didn't even give Optimus an Optimus was a terrible guy. Their home planet is run over. He's like, no, we got to stay on Earth and help the humans.
I really don't want to get into this.
Yeah, because I thought Taylor was going to hit me earlier.
But the Autobots and the humans ended up having like a mutually beneficial relationship.
He was really mad.
So wait, Optimus Prime's story is that he's just some average worker who is thrown the Prime spark.
Yes.
He gets to become just randomly chosen. So is that special?
No, actually, he wasn't randomly chosen.
No, he was taken to be repaired, and the guy who repaired him rebuilt him.
Yeah, but Albatron had always kept his eye on Orion Pat.
Yeah.
So he wasn't just randomly chosen.
But he's not as cool as the other Prime stories, right? I mean,
no.
Other Primes are amazing.
It's not like he loaded a list with other Primes or anything.
I didn't.
The coolest part to me about Optimus Prime is that he's not...
But that just shows you how far down the list
he's
Optimus
not like
really
the Neo,
is,
right? He's not necessarily the Neo of this story. He's not the one, but he steps up.
But he's also...
Right.
Well, those Primes are freaking idiots. And that your home planet is being terrorized by Decepticons, and you're worried about Earth.
Well, that's
give me a break.
Well, and his successor couldn't cut it.
Hot Rod. Yeah.
Rodimus Prime couldn't cut it as a leader of the Autobots.
No,
even when Zombie Optimus Prime come back, he was like, I'm going to give you the Matrix.
Yeah, he was cool with it. He's like, oh, thank goodness you're
back,
Optimus.
I don't have to be the leader.
Yeah. Hot Rod's back, and he went to, like, the bar.
Yeah.
Started drinking.
The only reason why they
Yeah, and that's the only reason they brought him back at all in the series, man.
That was like the traumatic.
Because he was the best fucking one.
Exactly. That voice alone, dude.
Yeah.
That voice.
Yeah. It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of everything. But yes, I agree. That's right.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Optimus is a pretty bad character.
No.
Hey, now.
I'm kidding. I'm waiting
I
on Taylor
bat in the trunk.
All right.
I got a bat. I don't want me killing you to be recorded as evidence against you.
Right.
That's about the end.
Amen.
If you guys find me missing.
Yeah. Check Taylor.
Find me missing.
Check out the disco.
I got a question.
Find me missing.
I'm going to assume now that we've all seen the final images of the Ninja Turtles and the Shredder.
Yeah, they look awesome.
Are we cool with them?
Shredder
looks amazing.
I think the Turtles all look uniquely different, and you don't have to have them have different colored headbands on to identify who is who.
I think it would be amazing if they start off with all red. I think that'd be cool.
That'd
like
be
original.
A nice nod to the original comic.
Exactly. Totally agree.
Well, if they started off with all red, I'd be like, you know what, Michael Bay, you're not a POS.
No, I'd still probably say he's a POS.
He did cast images as original as being cussing badasses.
Boom.
But he did cast sandwiches, though. He cast sandwiches as April O'Neil, so that's a big kick.
And sandwiches hasn't been in much. I'm hungry for a sandwich.
I see what you did there. I still think that the perfect April O'Neil would have been the chick from Dread.
The psychic chick.
Yeah, the psychic chick.
Dread was an underrated movie, I thought.
It was.
What, Dread?
Yeah.
Dude, Dread rocked.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
It made like $2.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think of the art?
It made a lot more money in DVD sales. Scott Pilgrim.
What'd you say?
It doesn't do much as far as like the people who don't know the series. It was more of a tribute to us who know Dread.
It was a comic book movie.
You get it.
It was a real comic book movie.
Like, not the biggest Dread fan in the world. It's a good action movie,
right?
Yeah.
But
it was a lot better than that original.
I've asked this.
I love, the end of the movie when spoiler alert, he like kills the bad guy.
Yeah.
Does he fall off the building?
It's on Netflix. Shut up.
He takes the bad guy and he like, he's like this big slow mo action sequence. He throws her like 1 million stories and like his big one liner.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
I remember that.
There's no way to compete with that death though. Falling for what seems like 2 days, you know.
Well, okay, there's like classic lines like "It's just been revoked." It's just like, yeah,
because that's way more realistic. You're not gonna think of a quip when you're killing a
motherfucker.
Oh. No.
The sad thing is, somebody probably would say you'd be guy.
Yeah.
I bet that's happened. Somebody robbed a convenience store, shouting "Yippee ki yay!"
Marvel Man from the movies came out.
On bath salts.
The CEO of 7-Eleven.
On bath salts.
God, I got one last question. I got one last question.
Christian, go. Go.
All right, yeah, last question from me.
Boom.
I want to go around table. What's everybody's most anticipated movie this summer?
Days. Future Past.
Hands down. We've done it, but we've seen more now. We've seen more.
Hands down, still Days of Future Past.
Are we going clockwise, counterclockwise?
Well, I started. You went first.
Oh,
Guardians, amazing. Guardians.
It's a toss-up between, like, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Godzilla.
I think I've already read that story. I already know that story.
Godzilla?
No. Captain America.
Yeah, where have you been for the last 60 years?
No. God who?
Godzilla comes out of the ocean and blows shit up. That's pretty spoiler-free. Captain America.
I'm going to say toss-up between Captain America and Guardians.
Godzilla all the way. I'm going to have to agree with you, Gomer.
Days.
Definitely Days.
Days of Future Past.
And what's your answer?
My answer is
RoboCop 2. I want to see that again.
I want to see RoboCop 2. No, it's
I want to do that again.
It's just actually automated. It's actually 600 Days of Summer. No, I'm just kidding. No, but mine's Godzilla.
The new
300
is called 600, right?
600, yeah. But I'm excited to see Godzilla 2. And what, there's
I'm
two reasons why.
I'm excited pretty soon to see the 300 sequel, I have to admit.
Yeah, it looks. I saw the extended trailer. The extended trailer looks cool.
Go ahead, Taylor. What do you think? What's your opinion on that new 300 movie? Because I think it's worthless to even do something
like
that.
If it's like the first movie, it's just mindless, super violent.
Yeah, that's all
if you expect that going in,
and hot dudes
that's probably
with
what you're
going to
get.
Right?
That's a true dogma, right?
Well, that's why you want to go see
Yes, that's why.
This is Sparta. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
real life. The Spartans were totally homo, the guys in the Spartan army.
Dude,
they
when
never
you're hanging
saw
out
women.
With people that hot, I mean,
they
can
saw
you really,
all right,
can you
all
really
right, all right.
That we've all secured our special place in hell and offended pretty much anybody that could possibly listen to this. We're going to wrap it up for today. See you next week. Check us out here, Comic City 2. You can find this on iTunes, comiccity2.com, or check us out at outrightgeekery.com, our weekly Rex on YouTube.
Leave a comment.
And
comment,
since Jules
like,
is not
like.
Here, let's all say it in unison.
Good night, Elaine. And we miss you, Jules.
We miss you, Jules. Our thoughts are with you, buddy. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jules!
Great fun.
That was fun.
I will!
We didn't talk over each other as much. Yeah,
it was a
good cast. Man. Good job!
Okay, we still need stuff. Hey, we still got to do some stuff here.
Okay.